You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with
Grandma Dolores
and me, Tia. Today is November 9th, 2014. It's episode number
14.
Wow, 14 episodes.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Today we discuss the first couple weeks of the NBA season.
Oh, and some of the new D-League rules that they're going to try out.
The Lakers still without a win.
And the Golden State without a loss.
That and much, much more right now. Okay, Grandma, well, we've just finished week two of the NBA season.
It seems like it's been on longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about it longer.
I know. It's become a full-time job for you.
Right.
Now you're just like looking for your break from basketball. You're like, can't we talk about something else?
No.
Nope. So last week I asked you how many games you had watched in the first week, but I caught you off guard. So I asked you to keep track of it this week. Did you?
Yes, I did. This week, Sunday through Saturday, I watched 13 and a half.
13 and a half games?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
now,
that's...
why would I watch a half a game?
Yeah, why would you watch a half a game, Grandma?
Well, because it came on at 5 o'clock, and the game I wanted to watch was at 5:30, and something else was recording on my DVR, so I watched the first half of one game.
Which one was it that was the half game?
It was Chicago and Boston.
Oh, Chicago, Boston. Do you know who won that game?
Yes, I do. Boston won.
Wow.
106 to 101. But I would, flip back and forth.
Okay.
But I just couldn't take credit for the whole game.
You couldn't? But then last night, Houston played and you didn't get that game on television, so you watched the ticker tape.
Right.
For the entire length of the game, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. So that should count as a game you watched.
Just no players.
You watched the scoreboard.
Yes. And that was Golden State.
Yes, Golden State.
198 to Houston's 87.
And after that game, Golden State became the only undefeated team.
In the NBA.
That's right.
East and West. But I will say that Howard didn't play.
Yes.
He had flu-like symptoms.
Yeah. What kind of flu do you think he had? A stomach flu? A
hangover, maybe?
You just think it was a hangover. You don't give him a lot of credit.
Well, he's got a great personality.
Yeah. I was thinking that maybe he just had so much anxiety about playing in the game that his stomach hurt and it caused him flu-like symptoms.
And he didn't want to be on a team that was going to lose.
Yeah.
But Ariza, he only made 7 points.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And he's one of my favorites. They beat Miami this last week, Houston did.
Oh, yeah?
108 to 91. And I thought I would never be rooting for Miami, but I was.
You've become less and less of a Miami hater ever since one person left that team.
Right. And I can tell LeBron, I am relaxed when I watch their team because I hope the other team's winning.
Why are you relaxed?
Well, he went on his computer and put out to his fans, relax.
Oh, that's right. That's what he tweeted, relax.
Yes.
And so you said, I'm relaxed.
Yes.
Just keep on losing.
Yeah, that's right.
So looking inside Cleveland, do you think there's a lot of inner struggles?
Well, I think that LeBron has just kind of taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the team, I don't think they believe that they can play their game.
Mm.
It has to be LeBron's game.
I see. So they are getting used to what LeBron's game is.
Mm-hmm. And they'll get better. Every team will get better.
You would hope so, yeah.
Yes. I tell LeBron, I change my mind on people. Who knows? You may be in my good graces, as well as Dwight Howard might be someday.
Well, you said last week that you have changed your opinion about Blake Griffin. That you used to not like him. But I remember back when you didn't like him, the reason that you said you didn't like him was because you thought he was a really big flopper. So have you seen less flopping?
Yes. Now, he was ill when they played the other day.
With flu-like symptoms?
Well, yeah, but he went to the locker room and came back and played. But at first I was thinking that, sure, I could have flu-like symptoms too if I was playing not very good.
I mean, what is a flu-like symptom? Isn't just, like, fatigue a flu-like symptom?
I don't know, but when you go to the locker room,
Then that's serious.
Yes, it's one thing or another.
Yes.
I think. And you can guess what those two things would be.
There's one thing coming out of one place or one thing coming out of another place.
Right.
But his flopping has kind of gone down too.
Yes.
Maybe because he's gotten better, he doesn't need to flop as much.
That's true.
And also, it's against the rules to flop, so.
So, did you see the San Antonio Spurs uniforms last night?
I have not seen their uniforms. I have not seen a San Antonio game. Not even a highlight from a game since the NBA season started.
Well, they're just their temporary uniforms, which I really respect. Hoops for Troops.
Oh.
Their uniforms were camouflage.
Oh, wow.
But it was kind of hard for me to read their number.
Because of the camouflage.
Uh-huh.
Was the camouflage all just numbers?
No. No, the camouflage was, you know, like the military's camouflage. Green and brown.
Okay, so they didn't go for like a black and white and silver camouflage.
No, no, but it had a spur in the front. And I liked them.
Well, I guess I just heard on the radio, you know, because a Veterans Day is coming up. And because San Antonio has David Robinson, you know, as their alumni and like a partial owner, that San Antonio is really like leading the charge on veterans appreciation. Although I believe all the NBA teams are.
Yes, they're doing something. But this is the first time that I've seen their uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's nice.
Yeah.
That
did they win that game?
No. New Orleans beat them 100-99.
And did you watch that game?
Yes.
How did Anthony Davis do?
Oh, he did wonderful.
And he's one of your past crushes of the week that hasn't been injured. Knock wood.
He made 27 points and 11 rebounds. After the game, I saw Tim Duncan and Anthony Davis giving each other a hug.
Oh.
I mean, and looked like they were having a little conversation, and it just looks good that
they can be friendly.
Mm-hmm. But the Spurs team, what I liked, you know, Boris Diaw.
Uh-huh.
He and Tim Duncan were starters together, and I always thought Boris came off of the bench the last few years. But I think that that's really good to have two tall people in there.
Yeah.
I think it really, really helps. If I were a coach, I'd have two tall people. That would leave me completely out. But
well, what is tall considered in the NBA?
Well, do you know, Tia, that I read there's two players or three players. Like they say they're 5'10", but they're really only 5'9".
Wow.
That's with shoes on.
So there's a couple of players in the NBA who are 5'9"?
Oh, more than that, uh-huh.
Oh.
I think that's good to hear that they think that when they're playing, they've got their tennis shoes on. They should be considered that tall.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they would do about these players like in Miami. His hair is about 2 inches tall.
Oh. So does that count as his height?
I don't know.
Now, do any of the players lie about their weight?
I haven't read that. I wish I had more direct contact with the players.
So that you could ask them these hard-hitting questions?
Yes.
Excuse me, but Mr. Kobe Bryant, are you lying about your weight? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
You'd be one of those kinds of reporters.
Yes. But when I watched Memphis and Oklahoma, you know, Memphis beat them.
Yes. Well, Memphis was completely undefeated until yesterday.
But Oklahoma, they only beat them 91-89.
Oh, yes, that's right. I saw the score the other night.
And Kevin Durant didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook didn't play.
Yep.
But Kevin Durant used as much energy, I think, as the players did.
Oh, really?
I tell you, and with that cast or whatever he's got on his leg, whether it's a boot or a cast, he was there in his sport coat and cheering them on and jumping up every time. It was, I heard Kevin Durant's name just about as much as I did the players.
So he was kind of like a sixth man.
Mm-hmm. But that's good for him.
Yeah.
I love to see that. And Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. What was he wearing?
Yeah.
I need to know.
I don't think he had one of his designers on.
Oh, no?
No. Because he had a sport coat on.
Okay, and you don't think he designed sport coats?
Well, I mean, he could.
Right.
But he didn't have those wild tiger looks.
So it's a little too subdued to be a Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. And he had his glasses on. He looked like an executive.
Oh, maybe someone talked to him.
No, I think he was kind of sitting on the bench there.
Didn't want any attention drawn to him. Mm-hmm. He was like, let's just have the attention go to the players tonight.
Yeah. So.
Well, Oklahoma's only won one game this season. So if you're going to beat Oklahoma, you should do it now while their superstars are sitting out, because I think they're going to come back really good at the end of this season.
Oh, I think they will too.
And you know what? They just got to make the playoffs. They don't have to be first.
No, that's right. I mean, like they're even doubting the Clippers, you know.
Oh, yeah. I heard on the radio today a whole thing about how the Clippers are, they're okay, but they're not going to win a championship this season.
No.
I wouldn't rule them out, though.
No. But thinking about young players, Minnesota.
Yes.
Wiggins.
Yes.
And LaVine. They are both rookies. They started last night for Minnesota. And that's the first time in 9 years that two teenagers has been on a first-string NBA team.
Wow. The first time in 9 years?
Uh-huh.
Do you know who it was back 9 years ago?
No.
I don't either.
Another thing that I watched this week was Brothers.
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 What's that?
Like the Cassell brothers, one Memphis, the other one Chicago.
Oh, you saw a lot of brothers playing against each other?
And no, not against each other. But I just wondered, you know, they play tonight. Does Paul call Mark and say, what'd you do tonight? Because the other night, Paul Cassell played 31 minutes and he had 19 points. And Mark played 33 minutes and had 18 points. And then there's Robin and Brooke Lopez. Now, Brooke didn't play last night, but Robin had 19 points and 32 minutes.
And then there's also those two twins that are at the Suns.
Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix Suns. Marcus and Markieff.
I think they're twins.
They are twins. And I heard that they don't want to ever be on another team opposing each other.
That's what I heard also.
I don't know how they'll swing that.
You take one with you, take both of us.
Yeah. What are their
Marcus.
Marcus and Markieff. But what's their last name? Griffin, right?
No. Hold on. Morris.
Morris, that's right.
Mims.
Are those the only brothers in the NBA?
I don't know, but I will look.
Let's see. There's actually an article on the Bleacher Report where it says it ranks the best brothers in the NBA. I don't know what season this was from. Oh, this was from last year. But it says, in NBA history, there have been over 50 brother combos who have stepped foot on an NBA court. So as of last year, there was Mason and Miles Plumlee. I keep hearing the name Plumlee, and I thought that he got
traded.
Oh. Yeah. So Mason.
I didn't know there were brothers.
Yeah. So Mason and Miles Plumlee, Markieff and Marcus Morris. They're the second set of twins in NBA history to play for the same team. The other set, ironically, also played for the Suns. The twins have spent a majority of their lives side by side, including a 3-year stint together with the Kansas Jayhawks. So the Suns' move to acquire Marcus was made in part to quell the brothers' anxieties over being apart from each other. The next one is Cody and Tyler Zeller. As of last year, one of them played for Charlotte and the other one played for Cavaliers. Jeff and Marquise Teague. There's one. As of last year, was with the Hawks, and the other one was with the Bulls. First, Brooke and Robin Lopez, like you said.
And Paul Cassell.
Paul and Mark. Oh, well, this one we should have known. Steph Curry and Seth Curry.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a Seth Curry. yeah, we'll have to look him up. Yeah. It says, as of last year, they both played for the Warriors.
Well, I'm wondering if that commercial that is of Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Chris and Cliff going down the elevator.
Yeah, they're going then, the escalators.
And then Steph Curry coming up the elevator. Wonder if that's really...
If it's his brother?
Yeah. Or if it's...
I don't know if they're twins. I'd have to look up that Seth Curry was born in 1990, and Steph Curry was born in 1988.
Then they're not twins.
Not, well, unless that was the longest labor in the history of labors.
Yeah.
Don't rule that out.
Yeah. Okay, but now Steph, he's the one that plays, or they both play?
As of last year, they both played for the Warriors. I have to look up if to see if Seth Curry is still playing or not, or if he got...
I don't think I've seen the name.
He plays for the Erie Bayhawks. The Erie Bayhawks, but it doesn't say what team that feeds into. Speaking of the D-Leagues, Grandma, there's some new rules that are going to be instilled into the D-League season to test out some of the rules.
That's what I heard, too.
And one of the rules is about coaches being able to challenge plays like they do in the NFL. There's another one that's in the last 2 minutes of a game, a team can advance the ball without having to take a timeout. And then there's this third one, which is the one that's kind of getting the most publicity, which is the hack-a-shack rule.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Fouls that are made away from the ball. Currently, when that happens, the person that is fouled takes a free throw shot. But the new rule for the D-Leagues this season is going to be that if you foul a person away from the ball, any teammate can shoot a free throw and they get the possession back.
Right.
Do you know why they're doing this?
Well, just to stop the hack-a-shack.
Yeah, they think that's going to help speed up the game, that there won't be as many away from the ball fouls. Do you think they should try and instill this new foul away from the ball rule?
Yes.
You like that idea?
Yes.
That anybody can shoot it?
Yes.
Because you want the games to go by quicker?
Well...
So you can see more of them?
No. It just... It would make better sense on substitutions. Because when they take the ball out of bounds, they're looking for someone that's a good free throw shooter.
Right.
And if they're covered, then they throw them. So they really want to have, you know, everyone in there that's a good free throw shooter.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in one of the games I watched, I can't remember what it was. I think it was Portland put Steve Blake in again, right at the last few seconds.
Because they knew he was a good free throw shooter?
Mm-hmm. I assume that's why, because the game is so close.
But now, do you think it'll make it like so players like Dwight Howard that aren't good free throw shooters, that they will be like, well, I don't have to practice free throws at all now because if I'm fouled, it doesn't matter. Someone else gets to shoot for me.
Well, but that would be right at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When they're trying to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to make it harder for teams to come back. It gives an advantage to the team that's winning within like the last few minutes of a game.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
But that's why I personally don't really like the idea of that being a rule. I just think that if a team is up towards the end of the game and that rule is instilled, then we're going to have a lot more audience members leaving.
Yeah.
Going, well, it's over.
Oh, thinking of audiences, I just don't like when people boo people.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anyone out there that's just goofing around. I mean, they're all playing. I mean, that's their livelihood.
Have you heard a lot of people being booed?
Well, no, not them, you know, but some.
But some have been booed. Can you remember any of the players that you remember being booed this week? Or was it just you doing the booing?
No, I don't boo. No,
prove it.
Yes. No, LeBron James was booed.
Yeah, by another team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not by his own team? not by his coach and teammates?
No. I'm thinking of when we were talking about the brothers.
Okay.
Tia, on the Spurs.
Yes.
There is an Ayers.
Oh, right.
And I know better, but is he any relation that I don't know about?
Is he any relation to me? Because that's my last name.
Uh-huh.
Well, his name is spelled differently.
But once I saw it spelled A-Y-E-R-S. But on his uniform, it's A-Y-R-E-S.
Yeah, and my name is A-Y-E-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, I can, sure, you know, he might be related to me. Mm-hmm. He might just be from, like, the part of the family that isn't as smart and just doesn't know how to spell.
Right.
Or maybe I...
You don't know mathematics.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm the one from the dumb part of the family and I don't know how to spell or do math.
Well,
he's the smart one who's playing professional sports for a living.
Now, I know all the awards you got when you graduated from college.
Yes.
And you went to college when you were 16 years old.
Okay, so I'm from the smart.
Yes.
I'm from the smart part of the family. What have you done lately, Ayers?
Yeah, but he comes off the bench.
San Antonio Ayers. Is it Kyle Ayers?
Jeff Ayers.
Jeff Ayers. Why did I think Kyle Ayers?
I said I wasn't going to have a crush because they always
crushed. We discontinued Crush of the Week, but then last week we thought about renaming it Love of the Week.
Yes.
So do you have a Love of the Week this week? Or do you want to not go there?
Well, if I was going to pick somebody, I'd pick Anthony Davis.
Oh.
But I don't want him to get hurt.
Right.
Because those eyebrows are too cute.
You mean that eyebrow? That one eyebrow that he has?
Over both eyes? Yeah, he's cute.
Earlier this week, you said that after seeing Kevin Durant cheering on his team, that you thought maybe he could be your crush of the week.
Yes.
And he's already injured, so...
So that would be good.
So love of the week, maybe that will make him...
Well.
Yeah. We're going to reverse that curse with the love spell.
Yes. I am.
So who are you going with? Final answer. Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant?
Well, maybe I'll go with Kevin Durant.
That way you can't take the blame.
No.
Have you heard any updates on his condition?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I. We're doing really good with our research. I did see that a couple of other players got injured this week. Rubio, a guy on the Celtics named Smart.
Well, and Derrick Rose is out.
Yes, Derrick Rose is out. He has a sprained ankle, right? Or twisted ankle?
Yes.
Do you have a disappointment of the week?
I'm disappointed that Swaggy P isn't back yet.
Yes.
But that's a big disappointment.
That's one of those longer than a week long disappointments.
Yes. I sure will be anxious to see Swaggy P play again.
Yes. We will call that day Swaggy P Day.
Right. I might even drink a cup of coffee.
What?
Yeah. In celebration.
You won't have a beer. You'll have a cup of coffee.
Yes.
And also disappointed that the Lakers have not won a game. Hopefully tonight versus Charlotte they will.
Yes, but can you believe, according to the reports, the Lakers are the underdog?
Oh, yes. Well, Charlotte's 3-3, I think.
And then you heard about people criticizing Steve Nash because he put on his Instagram or something that he was playing golf.
I just heard about that this morning.
But he was at a driving range.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of difference.
Between playing golf and being at a driving range?
No, between basketball and golf.
Got it.
And
now I understand.
Yeah, I am.
I just thought you meant 18 holes is a lot different than standing in one spot and doing it.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Dwight Howard. He wore knee pads.
Oh, to padding?
Yes. I wore knee pads when I played basketball.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
So you have something nice to say about Dwight Howard.
Yes.
You think everybody should wear knee pads?
Yes. They wear spandex shorts and everything else. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think that would help a lot if they had. And, of course, they would have so much better knee pads now than 60 years ago when I played.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they might have been made like with a lot more care.
Well, I don't know, but they just were in the front, and then you had a strap that goes in the back that you could tighten up or loosen, like a buckle strap.
So they were one size fits all?
Yes.
Or one size fits most?
No, I think it was one size fits all because we didn't have a choice.
Mm, okay. One size fits all basketball players, and if they don't fit you, then you're not a basketball player.
Right.
That's the way they were harsh back then in the early 40s.
Yeah. But I see that where they have the most points, Kobe, of all the NBA players, he still has the highest average.
That's right. He does. He has the highest average right now.
I read an article in the LA Times that Kobe really wants to get everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries. But, you know, when he throws off to them and they miss, and pretty soon, I mean, And it's just like, give me the ball if you're not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also saw that the players for the New York Knicks is not picking up the triangle like.
Oh, really? They're not picking up the triangle like Phil Jackson had?
Mm-hmm.
So what are they doing? A rectangle or?
No.
They're not doing a trapezoid?
Well, they're just trying to win some games, oh. I think.
They're not focused on geometry?
No.
That's my kind of team. Now, a couple weeks ago, Grandma, I made you tell me if you were going to get a tattoo or a gauged ear piercing, which one you would choose, and you chose tattoo.
Right, but I want to tell you something, Tia.
Yes.
That on TV, on the news, from England,
mm-hmm.
that in the military,
mm-hmm.
that some of them, the men have had those earrings that you were showing me that they make a hole in your ear.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've gone to surgeons and have those closed because they're not allowed in the military over there. And it costs about $3,000 to get the surgery done.
Okay. So have you changed your position then?
I think I'll take the tattoo.
Still take the tattoo. So have you had time to think about where you're going to have that tattoo done?
Well, I would have it done on my ankle, and I don't have to look at it.
Just wear socks all the time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we've decided it's going to be on the ankle, and it's going to be a heart still.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll start doing some research on tattoo artists.
Well, don't waste your time, Tia.
No, we're going to...
Just go buy me a red Sharpie.
Okay. Then you can move the tattoo every week. All right, I'll get you a red Sharpie. You'll put it on your ankle and you'll fall in love with it and want the real thing.
You'd think so.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about, Grandma?
Can't think of anything. I'm just waiting for the night's game.
Tonight's game?
Mm-hmm.
And anything going on this week? Got Veterans Day on Tuesday.
Right.
Do you have any messages out there for the veterans?
We appreciate the troops very, very much.
Yes, we do.
But anyway, Tia, it's really been nice. Nice of you to come out.
Of course.
And everything you did for me today.
I did nothing. I went to Subway.
And
I forgot to tell you that I drove all the way to your house and I realized I hadn't gone to Subway.
Oh, really?
I turned around and went to Subway, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's not that far away. I just...
But were they having a...
Farmer's market?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I felt kind of bad. I was walking past all this fresh produce to go into a Subway.
Oh.
Just felt like, so I'm going to get a bunch of non-fresh, frozen, shipped.
Oh.
And there's all these good local produce out here. And so, and then I watered some...
my patios.
Yeah. Really think that concrete...
Got me some See's candy.
Oh, yeah, I got you some See's candy. Wow, what a great granddaughter I am.
Right, you are. No. You are.
Oh, that reminds me that a couple of weeks ago, you remember a couple of weeks ago you told me you have the greatest grandchildren and great-grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're going to lose some fans.
Oh.
Well, my mom listened to the podcast and she noticed that you didn't say that you have the greatest children.
Daughters.
I told you we were going to lose some fans.
Now my own daughter. My daughter, your mother.
Yeah.
Not going to listen to us anymore.
No, so do you want to retract that?
Yes, I say that I have the best daughters and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But anyway, I think, Tia, that I've covered all the games this week and starting tonight on another one.
Yep. Okay, well, that will be at the end of our show today, so make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Grandma's Basketball Roundup. You can also listen to us at www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com. You can tweet us at @bballgrandma, and you can email us at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com. So until next week, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.